This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Captain Ryan,
good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem flagship media group stations in Tampa, Florida, across the country. And we are nationally syndicated and being broadcast on the Genesis Communications Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite. We are heard also around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now, and we want to thank them for their service to America. And to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers too, thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. Now, to all those that work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the truck stop waitresses, not to forget about the convenience store clerks, the over-the-counter convenience people that take care of us, and let's not forget about the security officers, too, as well as the overnight construction workers all doing a job out there for America. Now, don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there to register for the free Gun a Day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership could do for you. Well, joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards, the Ron Edwards out town. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We'll say the pledge, and then I'll ask you about your horse. You ready?
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, well, most people, when they take a trip to Texas, they come back with one of three things. Either a nice Stetson cowboy hat, a nice pair of Tony Lama boots, or a horse, or I'll add a fourth thing, a gun. Which one did you come back with?
Boots.
Okay, all right. Well, you got into it. So now you can boot, scoot, boogie with the best of them.
Absolutely.
All right. You get some of the fancy ones?
Yeah, they're very nice. I might, they're actually very nice. My wife got some, too.
Good, because I'm wearing a pair of snakeskin Tony Lamas right now.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
They glow in the dark. But anyway, let's talk about the acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker, and what he said yesterday. And we'll have to take this as being a good thing, because he came out and said that the Mueller probe is close to being completed.
Does he really know? We've heard this before. But at the same time, I hope he's correct. But a little bit concerned as well, because we don't know what Mueller has found, because, you know, his investigation went far beyond Russian meddling, because they haven't found anything concerning Russian meddling with the president being involved. And so I'm just concerned at what they've done, what they found. But I still, at the same time, will be glad when this thing is over.
Yeah, and we'll just take him at his word. We'll figure that things are going to happen. Now, Nancy Pelosi and the president came out and said that they have both agreed that February the 5th will be when the State of the Union address will be held in the joint session of Congress.
Yeah, they did. That's good. He's going to have his address. I am just, I do look forward to it. Of course, you know, this president considers it to be a big honor and all of that, but at the same time, I'm disappointed at the fact that he has no border wall agreement in the situation, and that you know, things going on, basically, according to the way Nancy Pelosi wants them to go.
Well, don't buy that too strongly.
To this point.
Don't buy that too strongly, because I think there's a little bit of foxing going on here.
It's a possibility of repositioning instead of caving in. And I hope and I pray that you are right.
Well, I'll guarantee you I haven't been wrong yet. Think about it. Every time you and I get together and I say, don't worry about it, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. I'm telling you, the guy is crazy like a fox, and he gets it.
And he has a history of that.
And he does things that you don't think is going to work, and all of a sudden, boom. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. Nobody caved. What they did was live to fight another day. And that's what you do. Because he's going to, and I believe this is going to happen this time, I believe he's going to shut the government down, or not shut the government down, sorry. He's going to declare a state of emergency along the border. Because all the governors along those states, except for Jerry Brown, but the other governors are all coming out and saying, we have a problem on the border, we need to refortify the wall, the fence, do the wall where we can do it, the fence where we can do that, but we've got areas where people are just walking across the border, and there's nobody there to stop them. By the way, you did know that we were going to hire 15,000 Border Patrol agents and ICE agents, right?
I know that they want to, yeah.
We hired 2,700. We're still 12,300 short, which is why the military are going to be on the border for a while.
They're on the border, but guess what? More people than almost ever before are still getting into this country illegally.
Sure they are.
That stupid border.
Sure they are.
So with or without the military, my concern is that it really bothers me that here we are, one of the most powerful nations in the history of existence, and we do not adequately protect our border, even with our great military near the border. And that saddens me, to be honest with you. We've got to do a better job, Captain, because there is a tipping point where a nation cannot succeed with too many people coming over its borders, whether it's legally or illegally. And our border situation is horrendous.
I know, and I've been on that border so many times, I think I can actually tell you where some of the nooks and crannies are. But here comes the music. Hold on. When we come back, we're going to change course a little bit, because we're going to talk about Venezuela. And a couple of things happened in Venezuela yesterday which are good for the United States, bad for Maduro. But I'm going to tell you something. We could be in a gun battle war down there between the factions soon. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by my very good friends over at USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. Trot on over to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch. Click on the USCCA logo that's there and sign up for that free gun a day giveaway, number one. And then number two, find out what a USCCA membership can do for you and take advantage of the free $474 worth of free stuff that you'll get by becoming a member. All right, joining us right now, Ron Edwards. The RonEdwards.com is the website, and the Edwards Notebook is what he does. Hello, sir.
Hello there.
All right. Venezuela. Now, yesterday, the president levied some devastating sanctions against Venezuela, and the oil company, the state-owned oil company, PDVSA. Now, in the United States, they are known as Citgo Oil Company. They have three refineries, and what the Citgo Oil Company will no longer be able to do is send any of their money either out to the World Bank outside the United States of America. They will have to sit on their money, and it will have to remain in the U.S.
That's good. That's a good deal. I've been wondering how long it would be before something was done concerning Citgo, because it's like a big vacuum cleaner just sucking, you know, millions and millions of dollars out of this country every single year and feeding that beast, that communist beast down there. And so I'm glad that the Trumpster has done the right thing once again, and this time concerning Citgo. And I'm very glad that he decided to do that. Someone has to do something concerning Venezuela. This nation has opened the door to two of our greatest adversaries, China and Russia, which are doing some major things down there that are negative. I mean, we should not have Russia and China in such a way in our hemisphere.
Well, China's looking for the oil. China's doing computer development there. By the way, are you aware of the fact that Cuba has 25,000 troops in Venezuela?
Abs- Absolutely. Yes, I am aware. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is also a horrible situation. And I just think that if we sit and do nothing, we don't show a real strong posture, we could see some kind of nuclear missiles or armaments snuck in there by one of those three nations.
They've already flown in some nuclear-capable bombers,
yes, they
Russia,
have.
And they've got a little base they're trying to put together there. But Russia's also done something else in the last few days. They brought in 400 of their paramilitary mercenaries. And these are ruthless guys. These are tough guys. They brought in 400 to specifically guard Maduro, to put a ring around Maduro.
Well, that ring will starve to death if we continue our sanctions and if we continue to block their ability to create wealth, meaning the government, because the government killed the ability of the country as a whole to create wealth. And so that is not going to be very helpful to Venezuela, whatever Russia is doing in that regard. But we have to do something very strong, I believe. Because if we don't, we could end up in a big military situation in that part of the world.
Well, we're headed exactly that direction, because yesterday Maduro was talking tough. He was out in the field with his troops. They were having a live fire exercise, so they were firing everything from long-range artillery field pieces to tanks to hand-to-hand weapons, whether it be a rifle or whether that it be a pistol.
Yeah, and so are we prepared? We've got situations in Afghanistan. We've got situations around the world. And my concern is our preparation, because not because our military is unable, or those that are in the military, but because of 8 years under Obama of weakening our military. And right now, to stretch it into another major conflict, even in our hemisphere, is something we need to do. We need to be strengthened very, very dramatically.
Well, here's what we're going to see. We've already got special operations from SOCOM down there operating in the jungles, and I believe that they're doing not only recon and intel, but they're probably training some of the locals that want to be trading, or trained, rather. But did you see John Bolton yesterday in his clipboard?
No, I read about it. I didn't see it.
Well, he had a clipboard. He had a clipboard, and it was turned around visibly so he could see 5,000 troops to Colombia. Now, John Bolton is not stupid.
No.
John Bolton sent a message. And
I was just going to say, I wonder if that's a, you know, was that kind of a...
It's a message to Russia. Russia.
Well, we need to be able to produce more than a strong message to Russia, because Mother Russia and, as I'll say again, China are both building their militaries at a dramatic clip. And, yes, we are rebuilding our military now, but we've had so many years of decline due to the previous administration. And I pray that we're not in a position of catch up when it comes to Russia and China.
Well, if we put 5,000 of our troops in Colombia, if that's in fact what we're going to do, it's going to be the Rapid Deployment Force, and that'll be predominantly units from the 101st and the 82nd Airborne.
Yeah, those guys can take care of business.
Oh, they can.
I have extreme confidence.
They can. They have their own Air Force. They have their own. By the way, they've actually got a Navy. They've got boats when they need to use them.
Yeah. So, but we have to do whatever we have to do.
Yep.
To protect this hemisphere, we have to.
You're right.
And I support them all the way.
Yep. Me too. And some of those guys are listening to us right now, and you know, we think the world of them. Okay. Well, moving along here, past John Bolton, the border deal. Are we going to get a deal by the 15th?
I don't think so, because Nancy Pelosi is pretty, one thing about her, I don't like her policies whatsoever, but this woman, sticks by her guns. In fact, she's a lot stronger in that regard than many Republicans, and I'm sad to say that, but it's the truth. So I don't think we're going to have a viable border deal when it comes to building a wall, or if you want to call it a barrier. I don't think so.
Well, the Democrats are calling it a barrier right now so they can get at least to talking about it, because they're not going to talk about wall. They will talk about a barrier. And I'm talking to Ron Edwards, theronedwards.com, the Edwards Notebook guy. Now, back to back to what's going to happen on February the 15th. First of all, we know that the president's going to be speaking the State of the Union on the 5th, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
We know there will more than likely be a Democratic rebuttal, correct?
Oh, of course.
All right. And then I predict that we're going to see nothing on the 15th. I just feel it in my bones. Wish it was something different, but I just feel it's not going to happen. And as a result, on the 16th, Donald Trump is going to declare a state of emergency along the border. He definitely has the backing of the governor of Arizona, governor of New Mexico, governor of Texas, and all the ICE and all the Customs and Border Patrol agents all the way through there. Jerry Brown will not, or not Jerry Brown, the new governor there will not, Newsom will not come along in any fashion at all, but he's got to even agree if the lights were turned on and nobody was home type syndrome, that it is a problem there in his state too. He's got to agree with that.
Oh yeah, he has to, but he may not. But you're right, all the other governors are in agreement with it, and a lot of the people, in fact, a lot of the folks that I talked to in San Angelo, they want that border situation taken care of.
Well, sure.
Post-haste. And I agree. He's got to do something, but the opposition party is just their opposition and their willingness to just fight. I mean, they fight to the death almost for open borders, which amazes me. There are reasons for that, at least in the eyes of Nancy Pelosi, because it could be monetarily beneficial for her if she gets her way, and which.
How about Portland, Oregon? Is Portland, Oregon a sanctuary city?
Absolutely.
Okay. Did you know there's a measles outbreak there in the Northwest now?
Yes,
that,
I do.
That they've got 31 cases reported and at least another 100 in the mix?
Yeah, absolutely.
And those are all migrants?
Illegal border
closures. All of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
imagine what that's going to do to Portland over the next 3 weeks.
Well, they're also just read a report about a number of people that are being brought over coming into this country with flesh-eating disease.
Yeah, and the last time I even heard about that was in Vietnam. That's coming, in my opinion, from Southeast Asia.
Oh, my God, but they're coming through that border, though. Mm-hmm. They're coming around.
150 countries are represented coming through that border, 150 countries. It's not just people from south of the border down Mexico way. 150 countries, people have come into this country illegally.
You're right. And when I hear these people say over and over again that solid borders don't work, they just lie. But I hear music.
Yeah, say goodbye, Ron. See you Thursday.
Goodbye. See you Thursday.
All right. You got it. Ron Edwards, theronedwards.com. He heard music. I heard it, too. I was just waiting for him to recognize it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A breaking news update this hour out of Houston, Texas, where four police officers shot while serving a warrant in the southeast section of the city. Two, we are told, are in critical condition at the hospital. Two suspects killed. Now, this comes just 3 years after a gunman kills five police officers in Dallas, Texas. In a tweet, Houston police reporting the officers struck with gunfire following an encounter with a suspect. To Washington, D.C. now, where the date finally set for the State of the Union address. President Trump will deliver his speech Tuesday night, February 5th, on Capitol Hill. Letters have been exchanged between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the president, the address delayed because of the partial government shutdown. And nasty cold, bitter winter weather across the country. Snow could even hit in the south in Atlanta ahead of the Super Bowl. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our beach and boating forecast edition of the program. And for those of you folks that are down here and want to go fishing, I actually saw people yesterday on the water in boats standing out there with snowmobile suits throwing lines into the water. And I'm not kidding you. It was that cold yesterday. It's going to be that cold again today, because today, isolated showers after 4 p.m. this afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high near 65, a little warmer than yesterday, thank God. And calm wind becoming southwest, 5 to 8 miles per hour in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation, 20%. But then tonight, isolated showers before 7 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 47 degrees. Here we go again. And it's going to be cold just all through the week. Sorry, can't help you out. Now, coming along maybe on the weekend, come Friday, it looks like we're going to get 72 degrees for a high during the day, so we'll be back pretty close to where we're going to be. But, light and variable winds early. Winds picking up later in the day, southeast to southwest, 10 to 15 knots, seas 3 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature 56, the bay water temperature 59. We had our low tide at 3:53 a.m. We've got our high tide coming at 11:13 a.m., and it will become breezy during the day. So it's going to be one of those days again where you want to think,
think very carefully about whether or not you want to go out very far in a boat. It's just the way it's going to be. And every beach and boating forecast that we do is brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Now, the Freedom Boat Club right here in Tampa Bay is the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club system. But they have 168 franchises across the United States of America. 168. So one of the great things about the Freedom Boat Club is you can join while you're down here in Florida, right here in my backyard, and you can use that reciprocity to go back to where you live, to the closest Freedom Boat Club that's up there by you, and use it for whatever it is you want to do. If you want the economy plan, which is on Monday through Friday, a five-day-a-week plan, which is the one that I'm on, because on the weekends I usually have other things to do rather than just hopping on a boat. But I can get on a boat if I want to. I have to pay for an upgrade. Costs me extra money, but that's okay. You get your first month of member dues free. You get unlimited weekday use at all of their locations here in the Tampa Bay area. And you get four rolling reservations at a time. Plus, reciprocity anywhere in the country at their 168 locations. Now, you want to join that? If you're a veteran, if you are a active duty military, if you are a first responder, active or retired, if you work in the medical profession, first of all, the discount just for the regular Joe is $1,000 to join the one with a one-time entry fee. Now, if you're any of what I just told you about, you get an extra $500 or $1,500, which is not a bad deal. Then they have their standard plan. And their standard plan is the seven-day-a-week plan, where your first month of member dues are free. You get unlimited seven-day use at any of their locations. You get four rolling reservations. You get reciprocity also. And the same thing applies. You get $1,000 off right off the bat, off their one-time entry fee. And then if you're either a veteran or active duty military or first responder, active or retired, or in the medical profession, you get $1,500 off to join. Now, you can add partners by splitting the one-time entry fee and paying $200 per month as, in dues as a person if you want to do that. That's another way to save money. But give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, or check them out online, Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay. .com, Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, or call them at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you some more hassle along the way. And we like doing that for the folks. Okay. Let me find my little thing here. We've had a very busy day. Now, New York State. My God, that abortion bill, that's really disgusting. Right up to the last minute of the last day, and you can abort the child. I don't want it. That's, to me, that's murder. All right, listen to what Katie Pavlich had to say from Town Hall.
But our next guest, an OBGYN who says he delivered more than 2,500 babies, tweeted, there's not a single fetal or maternal condition that requires a third trimester abortion, not one. That Dr. Omar Hamada, and former Army surgeon, joins us now to explain. So, sir, tell us what you meant by that.
Hey, Katie. Basically, in the third trimester of pregnancy, there is not a single condition that requires an abortion. There's not a single condition that requires that we kill the baby before delivery. There are several things in third trimester pregnancy that require that we deliver the mother, and that is a fact, but there's not a single thing that actually requires us to kill the child.
So this New York abortion law, which allows abortion up to the day before birth, essentially then is a recreational abortion bill.
Well, it does three things. It actually removes all the protections for the fetus by removing any homicidal protections. So before, the New York Penal Code basically stated that after 24 weeks, if a baby was killed, there was a risk of the perpetrator being charged with a homicide. That's been removed. It allows for any healthcare practitioner that's licensed or authorized, as the legal terms in the bill state, to perform an abortion. So it doesn't have to be a physician, and it removes all restrictions at all for any type of abortion at any time for any reason.
So when you heard about this law and the cheering inside of the chamber, what did you think about that?
I thought it was a travesty. Literally, I mean, it tore me up because I'm thinking, you know, there are some reasons that we will end a pregnancy, like an ectopic pregnancy in the first trimester or other reasons in the second trimester, but there's absolutely no reason to end a pregnancy so that the child dies in the third trimester. There are genetic malformations and other anatomical things that happen where the child will end up succumbing. Well, there's no reason for us to do it. So it tore me up. It's unconscionable.
Does a bill like this go against the medical code and doctors' ethics when you say, first, do no harm by not trying to save the lives of both the baby and the mother in the third trimester?
It certainly does. You know, we take the Hippocratic Oath, but some of those terms have been removed from the Hippocratic Oath recently. But it does go against what we do as physicians in terms of saving lives and comforting patients.
So you're a professional, you're a doctor, you've delivered 2,500 babies, but you've gotten threats for coming out and quoting medical science and your experience.
Yes, definitely. And I had a little trouble hearing you. I think you said I've gotten flack for that.
Yes, threats. Right? Talk about some of the threats that you've gotten for speaking out as a medical professional about what this bill actually means.
Well, remarkably, there's a group of female physicians and nurses that have come out very hard trying to threaten my career. Mm. I've gotten some death threats already, which, you know, I don't really take seriously, but it's on social media. And also, they've done some other untowardly things that, you know, trying to shut me up, I think.
When they say that they want to threaten, when you say that they want to threaten your career, do they not think that you're a qualified physician, considering how many children you've delivered and your experience in the area of women's health?
Well, of course they do, but they don't like what I'm saying, so they are trying to shut us up, shut me up, and shut others up that believe like I do. And I think that's just a common method that the left uses. They want to invalidate and destroy. There's no understanding, there's no desire for common ground. All they really intend on doing is trying to invalidate and destroy because they want what they want when they want it.
In your professional medical opinion, what do you think the medical implications are for this legislation?
I think it's going to, of course, increase the number of abortions that are done in the state of New York, and it's going to have a lot of people gravitate to that state where other states are more restrictive. I know here in Tennessee we are trying to pass a heartbeat bill, just like Iowa just did, and that is our hope, to protect the unborn, to help mothers, and to also just promote life.
Well, Dr. Hamada, we really appreciate your perspective this morning. We did reach out to Governor Cuomo's office and haven't heard back. So thank you so much for sharing your professional medical opinion with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Katie.
Now, that was a very, very, very well-informed doctor. Very, very well-informed doctor. And, Sam, I'll take a look at your question here during the break. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more. Final segment coming up here. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D., AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this final portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, they are located down in Sarasota at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And they've got that big old Uncle Sam with it's red, white, and blue with a big old American flag, too. Can't miss it. 9 foot tall. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Dominic's Blinds and Decor also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue trucks when you see them out driving around. So probably going to be Kevin or Dominic. And remember, all military and first responders get a 10% discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. And they're very good people. They'll take very good care of you. And you're dealing with folks that walk the walk and talk the talk down there. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Okay. Before we move on, I want to let all the truckers know one last time that you got a real problem tonight. If you're up north in North Dakota, South Dakota, eastern Montana, Nebraska, northeastern Kansas, Minnesota, Iowa,
and then down into Missouri, and also Wisconsin and Illinois and Indiana and Michigan and Ohio and the western part of Pennsylvania. Rig for some of the coldest temperatures you've seen in a long time. Wind chills in many of those areas are 50 below zero this morning in those areas. And tomorrow they'll be the same, if not colder. Now, does it get worse? Oh, yeah. Yep. And I'll tell you about that in a minute. Let's see here. I want you to listen to a minute of Kevin McCarthy.
Let's talk about this. In 3 weeks.
Yes.
When I think you guys pass something that keeps the government open, I'm guessing you guys don't have, you don't want to go through another government shutdown. A bunch of senators want to basically make it impossible to shut down the government, create, Senator Portman's got a bill, Senator Warner's got a bill, but all of them is basically never to cancel a paycheck again for a non-political appointee. Will you support something like that?
Yeah, but I'll go further. You want to know how you'll never have a shutdown again? Let's not pay the members of Congress and Senate.
That's the Mark Warner bill.
That's the
and
bill.
The White House.
That's
right?
The
and
bill I would
all
put
political
in.
Staff.
That's the amendment I would offer. Because this only harms others. But think about this. The president offered four different reasonable tax. Mm-hmm. The Speaker Pelosi, then leader, has the record for the longest speech on the floor, more than 8 hours.
Yeah.
Just 1 year ago, next month, about DACA. He took two issues that are a problem, and he wanted to solve it. Today, you're trying to celebrate and say Speaker Pelosi is some type of winner in this?
Yeah.
No, that means status quo. That goes against everything we know and we want for America. We want to find common ground and solutions.
Now, I played that to line up what I'm about to do next. You want to shut down? How about the weather? There is a major snowstorm, once again, starting out in the south. I-12 north in Louisiana, on up to I-20. And then in Mississippi, just north of I-10, up I-55, up I-59, up I-57, over into Alabama, up I-65, just north of I-10, Mobile, you're going to get skirted with this. This is a snowstorm, a winter storm warning, with snow down almost to I-10, all the way over to the Pensacola, Florida area. Almost to I-10, but certainly to the north and not very far away. Then it's going to kind of follow, if you know the route in Alabama, I-85, it's going to kind of follow I-85 into Georgia, and then it'll stay on I-85. It'll run you right up through the mountains in South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. However, instead of going over towards Richmond at that point, it's going to stay over in the mountains and go up, say, I-77, I-81, and head on up towards upstate New York and Pennsylvania, and I'm telling you, you are going to get snow in all of this bitter, cold weather. You are going to get snow, and it is winter storm warning. There are winter storm warnings all down through the area. You also have winter storm warnings up tonight for upstate New York, lake effect snow. Everything east of I-81 and I-81 all the way from the Pennsylvania line to the Canadian border is in a winter storm warning area. That winter storm warning goes all the way over I-90, I-87, coming up out of New York City. Looks like there may be some snow in New York City today, tonight, and snow in most of New England, winter storm warning again. So where it's not freezing cold, you're going to get snow. And there might be some very windy conditions out in California. Not sure yet, but we're certainly looking at it. So that's where we're at with the weather. This is going to be a couple of days of rotten weather around the country. So think about that. And we'll be fine down here, Dave. We'll be warm. But, I mean, I'm looking at your weather thing for what you sent me for, what is this, for Wednesday? Holy smokes. Listen to this, folks. Now, this is the accurate stuff from Dave. Wind chill warnings for what they call Michigan and Indiana. Along I-94, along I-90, along I-80. Chicago, -48 below zero. Wednesday in the morning. Gary, minus 45 below in the morning. Valparaiso, Indiana, minus 49 in the morning. Michigan City up on 94, minus 48 in the morning. Benton Harbor up on I-94, minus 35 in the morning. And then Fort Wayne, minus 44 in the morning. Wow. Wow. A lot of minus 40s here. Wind chills tomorrow, and also that goes on into Thursday up there in that part of the country. So be careful. Stay warm. Keep the trucks ready. Make sure you got alcohol in your brake lines. Don't monkey around because I'm telling you, you're going to freeze up. And if you do, it's not going to be fun. It's no fun freezing up in the wintertime. No fun at all. So get your trucks right. And John, how you doing there, my man? John's sending me something. Major women Democratic presidential contenders. One rose to fame because of her marriage to a serial sexual abuser, blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's Hillary. One became a prominent figure because she was the mistress of the mayor. Oh, that's, yep, good stuff. And John is on a roll this morning, so we'll give him some credit. And he's talking about when Christian Sarah Palin was hideously branded as stupid and unworthy or representing women's views. Well, Sarah Palin was just a Republican. That was what she was guilty of, a conservative Republican. By the way, the new age is upon us. You want to look something up? Look up the name Alice Bailey with her 10-point strategy of the New World Order. Number one, take God and prayer out of the educational system. Number two, reduce parental authority over children. Number three, destroy the traditional Christian family structure. Number four, if sex is free, make abortion legal and easy. Number five, make divorce easy and legal. Free people from the concept of marriage for life. Number six, make homosexuality an alternative lifestyle. Number seven, debase art and make it run mad. Number eight, use the media to promote and change mindset. Number nine, create an interfaith movement. And number 10, get governments to make all these laws and get the church to endorse all these changes. That's how the New World Order is coming into fruition. If you didn't know that, you know it now. Serious stuff, folks. Serious stuff. And one last little thing. Since the introduction of socialism, the richest country in South America has become the poorest. One-third of the people in Venezuela can only afford to eat one meal a day. The inflation rate's been the highest in the world for 3 years running. In May of last year, the Venezuelan inflation rate had reached 25,000%, according to Forbes. It is now 43,000%, according to the New York Post, and millions have fled to other countries. And now we have regime change going on down there. We'll see how that plays out. All righty. Captain's America Third Watch will be back tonight on the radio. So, everybody have a great day. Stay warm wherever you're at. It's going to be very vital, especially in the north, that you guys stay warm up there. And I'll see you all tonight on the radio. God bless America and have a great day. See you on the radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.